Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Celtic flute player and dancer Matthew Olwell. We heard the tune Trip to Birmingham from his recording Cyber Trad on his own record label. Last week, I mentioned that we had completed our two-part Best of 2016 feature, but when I looked at the stacks of recordings left behind, I decided we needed yet another week to complete the feature. Besides, we hadn't played any Celtic music. We'll open this week's program with Kate Rusby and her beautiful recording from 2016, Life in a Paper Boat. We'll hear Benjamin Baumanier, a traditional tune arranged by Kate. Kate Rusby on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Have you heard how the wars began? My heart that was ringing, ringing, ringing with the joy that you were bringing, oh my love, to me. Sighing in the blackthorn tree, but no, it was the banshee that was crying, 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 and I knew my love was dying far away. Creeping through the blackthorn tree, oh, they are the tears I am weeping, weeping, weeping for my loved ones that lay sleeping far away from me. Thank you.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This is our final installment of the best of 2016, I promise. We just heard from Cassie and Maggie. That's Cassie and Maggie McDonald. Cassie was the fiddler and step dancer, and Maggie was the guitarist. They're from up in Nova Scotia, and their recording is called The Willow Collection. And we heard a set of tunes called Strip the Willow Set, including Dot the Dragon's Eyes, The Last Mile, and Calgary Capers. And before that, we heard from Peter McMahon, a performer from Washington State who's traveled and performed the music of a wonderful Irish composer named Percy French. He was one of their greatest songwriters. He lived from 1854 to 1920. He was a true Renaissance man. He was a painter. He was a humorist, wrote poetry. And we heard a tune of his called Gortin na Mona from the recording The Legacy of Percy French from Peter McMahon. And before that, from a Celtic band that's from France called Doolin. And we heard a set of jigs called Mary's Jigs featuring Rory McLeod's and the Sinambeck Tube Station and finally Mickey Joe Mike's. Doolin is on Compass Records. And we let off that set with Kate Risby from her new one, Life in a Paper Boat, and a tune all about the Hundred Years' War. Tune called Benjamin Balmaneer. That's on Pure Records. I'm going to lead off this next set with Solas. They keep bringing out wonderful recordings. Their recording from 2016 was All These Years. And here's the traditional tune, Standing on the Shore, featuring the vocalist Moira Smiley. Here's Solas on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Was unknown. I stood beneath the lofty palms on Africa's burning shore, while listening to the ceaseless tune of the savage lion's roar. As I stood gazing on a scene that to me was blank and drear, advancing to me from the wood, an old man did appear. The old man led me to a seat being on a fallen tree, and at his request we both sat down, for he wished to speak to me. Then the salt tears filled his eyes as he eagerly grasped my hand, Behold in me, the old man cried, I'm a native of thy land. He looked at me inquiringly, I knew it caused him pain. He said, young man, you may doubt my word, but I'll tell you once again. It was by this hot and burning sun, once my skin was fair as thine. But there's nothing but good old Irish blood flows in these veins of mine. I lived down on the Shannon in the year of 48, blessed by a loving babe and wife on the English lord's estate. Until that cursed rebellion, I was forced from them to go to fight for love and freedom and that hated Saxon foe. This English lord, so cruel, he sought to take my life, but soon he revenged his anger on my loving babe and wife. He mangled their dead bodies with his cruel Saxon sword, for he said that Irish brat might live to join the rebel horde. At midnight in the wild wood, their dead bodies were brought to me, and I swore by their dead bodies that revenged on him I would be. And to fulfill the oath, I swore that revenged on him I'd be. I sailed in the same ship with him for the coast of Cape Colony. When we arrived at Cape Town, I was chosen for to be lieutenant in the army and to guard his own body. One day while we were hunting alone out in the wood, I raised my sword in vengeance and before that coward stood. Now raise that cursed sword of yours that slew my babe and wife. Defend yourself, base murderer, a husband seeks your life. And to defend his wretched life, he tried all his skill and art. But I quickly plunged my naked steel into this coward's heart. Then I fled to the wild wood, where I thought I'd end my life. But I'd rather die in old Ireland and be buried with my wife. Here in a gold locket is the only thing I bear, a shamrock from old Ireland and some of my loved one's hair. I said, my good and trusty friend, yonder ship I do command to carry you softly o'er the flood to your own native land. And now down on the Shannon, in consecrated ground, the body of that good patriot and his loved ones can be found.
This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1650. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Matthew Olwell and his recording Cybertrad. And we heard a couple of tunes strung together there, a tune called An Unedifying Proximity and The Bunny in the Dryer. And that was Shadoke Taliaferro on the human beatbox, as they call it here. Matthew Olwell, Cybertrad. We're listening to some of the best of 2016 once again this week. Before Matthew, we heard from Lisa Nall. She was the founder of Green Linnet Records back in the 70s, and she brought out a wonderful, wonderful collection on Folk Legacy Records this year called Legacies. And the first disc is older songs, and the second disc is newer songs. We took this one from the older songs, The Irish Patriot, a tune that was collected in Maine and New Brunswick. Lisa Nall, Legacies. And before that, a band called Runa, which plays in our area once in a while. And from their live recording, we heard Wind That Shakes from Runa. And we let off that set with Solas from their newest All These Years and Standing on the Shore. That's on THL Records from Solas. Well, we are listening to the best of 2016, and this last set's going to be a nice long one. I'm going to open up with Joe Craven and the Sumtimers. You can always expect something fun from Joe. This is from the recording Blender and his take on Chick Corea's tune, Spain, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
17 and 16 I started a roam. Out in the west, no money, no home. I went drifting along with the tide. I landed on the great divide. Railroading on the great divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and sky. There you'll find me as years roll by. Railroading on the great divide. Ask any old timer from old Cheyenne. Railroading Wyoming, the best in the land. The long steel reel and the sharp cross tie that I laid across the great divide. Railroading on the great divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and sky. There you'll find me as years roll by. Railroading on the great divide. As I look out across the breeze, number three coming the fastest on wheels. Through old Laramie we watch her glide. She sails across the great divide. Railroading on the great divide. Nothing around me but Rockies and sky. There you'll find me as years roll by. Railroading on the great divide.
John Wilkes Booth was a Southern man, born of an actor in Maryland, bound for fortune on a gaslit stage, bound to die at a tender age. Washington to Baltimore, he played the bills and slept with whores, and he burned inside with a hatred deep for the man who caused the South to weep. Young Abe Lincoln wasn't young no more, a tired old man when he won the war, and he dreamed at night of his death by the hand of a bitter world and a faceless man. And he saw his body in a ghastly dream, draped in black while his widow screamed. Two silver dollars today. And they said there were five, and they said there were ten. Some say there was never more than just one man who would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie, in the name of God and Booth and his band of men, they'd failed before, but would try again. the fickle sun. Then Booth declared that the day had come. And the word was passed and the guns were brought down to Mary Surratt's boarding house. Sealed in a note, Booth named just four, but the gallows would sway with many more. And they said there were five and they said there were ten. Some say there was never more than just one man who would smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixie. Redemption, grace, and bravery. Those who were hanged and those who spent their lives behind a jailer's fence. Only Booth could have proved them free of the taint of the conspiracy. For they said there were five and they said there were ten. Some said there was never more than just one man. Smile to see Mr. Lincoln dead. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixie. In the name of God and Dixie.
Fighting it. summer, when the cottonwood dies, the fields are on fire with green bottle flies, and I'm still seeing reflections of me in your eyes. And why did you leave last summer? Now the seasons are changing from summer to fall, and I've still got that picture hung on my wall. And there's so much forgotten and too much recalled. And why did you leave at all?
That was the trio Gathering Time from their recording Keepsake and Sketches, a tune by Dan Fogelberg. That's on Treble G Records from Gathering Time. We have been listening to the best of 2016 these past 2 weeks and this week. And before that, we heard from Alexis Cole in her recording Dazzling Blue, a collection of the music of Paul Simon, and we heard St. Judy's Comet. If that sounded kind of interesting to you, it's a binaural record, which means that it was the microphones are actually placed on a styrofoam head as if they were the ears. And when you listen to it with headphones, it's just an amazing, amazing activity. That's on Chesky Records, Alexis Cole, Dazzling Blue. And before that, two of my favorites, Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, had a new recording last year called C&L Canal. And the recording is a bunch of songs by artists who cut their teeth in clubs in Maryland and Virginia and D.C. and clubs like the Cellar Door and the Birchmere and the Unicorn. We heard Mary Chapin Carpenter's tune, John Wilkes Booth, from Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, C&O Canal. That's on Red Beat Records. And before that, from Billy Bragg and Joe Henry, from a very unique collection released this year called Shine a Light. Field recordings from the Great American Railroad. We heard Railroading on the Great Divide, the Carter Family tune, perfect tune for that particular project. It was recorded at the El Paso Union Station. They took the train from L.A. to Chicago, and along the way, they sang and recorded tunes. It's on Cooking Vinyl Records. And we let off that set with Joe Craven, who always has an interesting new recording each year. Joe Craven and the Sumtimers and their recording Blender. We heard a great rendition of Spain with Bruce McMillan on the guitars, Jonathan Stoyanov on the basses, and Joe Craven on the mandolin and fiddles, and there's all kinds of other stuff as well. That's on Blender Logic Arts from Joe Craven and the Sumtimers. Hope you've enjoyed our best of 2016 the past 3 weeks. I hope there's some recordings there you had never heard before and maybe be interested in listening to. Next week we'll be welcoming Winter on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1650.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love.